On Saturday, they're home for the first time at the newly renovated Ralph Wilson Stadium. They've got the 4:30 game, the preseason game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Your first chance to get a look at the new renovations at Ralph Wilson Stadium. It's also Kids Day, sponsored by Independent Health. The Bills Kids Day. Enjoy live music, carnival games, healthy activities and giveaways, and, of course, football. And joining us on the line right now to talk about Kids Day, she is the executive director for the Independent Health Foundation, Carrie Meyer. Carrie, thanks for being on the show with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, how did the Independent Health Foundation, Independent Health, get hooked up with the Bills on Kids Day?
Isn't this great? So Independent Health is sponsoring the Buffalo Bills over the next 5 years. And with that sponsorship, we have talked about collaborating on our Fitness for Kids Challenge and their Play 60 Challenge that they do with the schools.
Let's talk about that for a second. The Play 60 Challenge, a very popular NFL initiative, and it kind of plays right into what the Independent Health Foundation is interested in, I would think, right?
It really does. We actually sat on committees with the Buffalo Public Schools together, and we were always talking about our separate programs and implementing them throughout the Western New York schools. And when we did this partnership or this sponsorship, we thought, let's talk about collaborating on this and making it one big initiative. And the schools that the Independent Health Foundation have been working with Fitness for Kids, we would implement the Play 60 Challenge and vice versa. So we're real excited about it. We think we can really grow a partnership, share and align our resources, and bring so much more to the table to the schools.
This Saturday, of course, Independent Health will be the sponsor of the Bills' annual Kids Day game, a 4:30 kickoff against Tampa Bay. Tell me what's going to go on in conjunction with the game that Independent Health is involved with this Saturday, Carrie.
Sure. So what we want to do is have some very interactive and engaging activities, and most important, make them fun challenges for the kids and the parents. So we have three games that we're going to be playing, and it's all about promoting the 5-2-1-0 goals, which are 5 fruits and vegetables each day, limit your TV and computer time to no more than 2 hours a day, and then to engage in 1 hour physical activity, hence the Play 60 challenge, and then 0 sugary drinks on most days. So some of the games we're going to be doing is called Rethink Your Drink. So we're going to have parents and kids become detectives, and they need to find the drinks with the least amount of sugar. I think, you know, it's misleading out there for parents and for kids. So what we're trying to do is showcase what is a healthier version or a healthier choice for kids and parents.
What other games do you have involved, Carrie?
Another game that we're going to be doing is called the Mystery Box. So very similar to, you know, everybody's tried that before. They put their hand in a box, and it might be something that feels gross or not sure what it is, but we try to encourage kids to guess what's inside the box. But again, it's all around the 5-2-1-0 goal, so around fitness and nutrition. And then we have a game, Spin the Wheel, and you have to answer trivia questions. So again, the goal is to showcase that a lot of things out there are misleading, so we try to do eat this versus that, and show that, you know, Cocoa Puffs might be a healthier choice than Special K Chocolatey Delight because it has less calories and less fat. So these are things that we're just trying to showcase to the schools, to the children, and to the parents. And but what better place than at the Bills Kids Day game when you're going to have thousands of children and parents there?
Yeah. Where at the stadium will this be taking place on Saturday afternoon?
So I think we're going to be outside the field house. Everything's going to be outside, and there's a lot of activity that's going to be happening. There's a lot of different sponsors, and the Bills are players, the Bills are going to be there and setting up different activities as well. So a lot for kids to do and parents to do and get involved and engaged in prior to the game.
Kids Day is always one of my favorite days at the stadium, Carrie, because there's kids there, and it's a kind of a different vibe, a different atmosphere than many regular season games. I mean, let's face it, the tickets can be expensive, and, the games can be long sometimes for kids, but it's a different vibe, and it seems to me like a perfect atmosphere for Independent Health to get some of these messages across this Saturday.
It really is. You know, I'm actually going to be bringing the family of 5. They have 3 children, and the boys play football, and they're 9 and 10 years old, and they've never been to a Bills game, and they're just so excited. So you're right. What a great opportunity for kids to go and see and enjoy when they normally would not have the opportunity to do that because of the cost. And because of other things that might be happening that aren't so kid-friendly at the game.
Yeah, we're live with Carrie Meyer, Executive Director of the Independent Health Foundation, talking about this Saturday's Kids' Day game at Ralph Wilson Stadium, sponsored by Independent Health. Now, Independent Health is also partnering with the Bills on another initiative, like some menu item changes, some healthy option menu items at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Carrie, what do you know about that?
That is going to be very exciting. So we're trying to work with the stadium on their concession stands, and they've been very receptive and open to the idea of reviewing their menu options and coming up with some alternatives or some healthier choices at the game. We understand that people are going there and they want to enjoy themselves and they want to maybe indulge. But there's some other things that we can maybe do that still taste great and that people would be interested in choosing. So we talked about like chicken tacos and turkey wraps. There's a variety of different things that we can offer, and that's what we're looking to do, to tweak some of the things that they have that may be a healthier choice or a healthier option for the participants or the people that are coming to watch the game.
Yeah, and especially with all the new concession options they have in the newly renovated stadium, this is the perfect time to maybe start that initiative, I would think, huh?
Right, I think so. And we're just thrilled that they're very open and receptive to all these ideas. And, again, you know, we don't want to change up, you know, the traditional games that are happening, that's been happening. But I think some minor tweaking, we can really make it a benefit and a value for people that are trying to watch and may not choose to eat at the game. So maybe they would do that instead. So yep. We're trying to make it more of an appeal for everybody.
Carrie, the Independent Health and the Independent Health Foundation working with the Bills on Kids Day, but this is just one part of what the Independent Health Foundation offers throughout the course of the year, right? You guys are involved in a lot of different activities in Western New York.
We do. So all year long, there's a variety of different things that we do. I mentioned the Fit Kids program where we work with the school system, so grades 2 through 5 throughout the school year, and then the Healthy Options program that we're trying to implement at the Bill Stadium. We also do healthy options and work with local restaurants. So there's a lot of things that we've been doing. We have over 100 restaurants that take part where we talk about, you know, little alternatives or slight changes that they can make to their menu items that will make it a healthier option for their patrons. And we are very excited to, you know, showcase over 100 restaurants have altered some of their menu items to make it healthier for West New York overall. So lots of great things with healthy options and a lot of things that we're doing with them, some of the special events. We work at the local Taste of Buffalo. We work with Larkin Square Center. So where we know there's a lot of people, you know, congregating, we're trying to come up with better methods. Our goal is to provide healthy activities and healthy food for the West New York people and make it easy and accessible, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, what's like the mission statement for the Independent Health Foundation, Carrie? What are you guys all about?
So it's to improve the health of West New York community, and it's through programs and workshops similar to the ones that we just talked about. So that's our goal, is to just provide opportunities that traditionally are not available, and we're looking at how can we make some policy changes throughout Western New York. And again, the implementation that we did with the Taste of Buffalo, for the past 6 years, they've mandated that every restaurant that takes part in the Taste of Buffalo must have a healthy option. So we're real proud of that we're able to make that opportunity available for the Western New York community that come out to the Taste. And surprisingly, a lot of people are choosing the healthy options. So that's something that we're trying to rate and see if there's a movement throughout Western New York, and we believe that there is. And then, again, the policy change that we do at the Larkin Square, I've worked with over 30 food truck vendors at the Larkin Square Center, and they now all offer a healthy option. And when I see them out at Canal Side or different places, it's very exciting to see that how it spreads, because now they offer those healthy options wherever they go. So it's not just happening at the Chase and at the Larkin Center. It's wherever they go and supply food.
So, Carrie, this Saturday, the Kids' Day for the Bills, sponsored by Independent Health. You mentioned all the activities going on for families and kids. What time do you get started? And people listening tonight interested in tickets, do you have a place you can direct them to get more information on this?
Yes. So we're starting at noon. So we're going to set up around noon so families can come out early and tailgate. There's going to be a variety of different things, healthy food, tailgating and healthy chefs and things like that, and all of our different activities. But they can get their tickets in advance, and there is a discount that you can get with the tickets. And I believe, and I'm sorry, let me just see. If they go to independenthealth.com, and the code is GPBBKIDS, So that's where they can get, I'm sorry, BuffaloBills.com.
BuffaloBills.com, yeah.
Yes, I said my website. Sorry.
Yeah,
BuffaloBills.com, DPBB Kids.
Yeah.
And they can get the discount tickets.
Okay, discount ticket pricing courtesy of Independent Health. And again, it's BuffaloBills.com. GPBB Kids. GPBB Kids. Carrie, thanks. Thanks for coming on with us tonight. Good luck this Saturday. We'll see you out there Saturday afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Have a great night.